This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump is getting some pushback on his threat to withhold federal funding from the U.S. state of California as it fights deadly wildfires. That story now from AP's Mike Hempen.
In a tweet, the president said, quote, "So many lives lost, all because of gross mismanagement of the forests. Remedy now are no more Fed payments," unquote. California Congressman Adam Schiff says the tweet shows Trump doesn't understand the job of president.
He's out there making these broad and false statements and threatening to remove funding from a state that's devastated right now.
Republican Senator Cory Gardner says he disagrees with the president's tweet.
I don't think it's appropriate to threaten funding. That's not going to happen.
In a later tweet, Trump noted the tens of thousands of acres that have burned and said, quote, "Our hearts are with those fighting the fires." Mike Hempen, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron led tributes to the millions of soldiers killed in World War I on the 100th anniversary of the armistice that stopped the fighting. President Trump visited the American Cemetery and Memorial in a suburb of Paris, where he spoke of duty.
It is our duty to preserve the civilization they defended and to protect the peace they so nobly gave their lives to secure one century ago.
No soldier from World War I is known to be alive today, but their voices were present through high school students poignantly reading their letters written at the front a century ago. The Israeli military is now saying an officer was killed, another wounded during an exchange of gunfire across the border with Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rushing back from the World War I ceremonies in Paris to deal with the violence. This is VOA News. Fighting has broken out on the streets of Yemen's key port of Hodeidah between Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and Saudi-led coalition forces. Meantime, humanitarian workers fear disruption of aid deliveries could mean mass starvation in a country already on the brink of famine. The Saudis accuse the Houthis of using the port to take deliveries of Iranian-supplied weapons, a charge Iran denies. As the Democratic Republic of Congo deals with the current outbreak of Ebola, which is the worst in the country's recorded history, in neighboring Uganda, officials have stepped up measures to prevent an outbreak of the deadly virus there. So far, the border between the countries remains open, and health experts fear the virus will enter Uganda through the cross-border traffic. Uganda's health ministry is stepping up preventive measures. Ruth Jane Hexin is Uganda's health minister.
Currently, in Uganda, we have 2,100 doses of the vaccine available at the national medical stores, and preparations are in high gear, including training of health workers that are to be targeted.
A 2007 Ebola outbreak in Uganda infected 149 people, left 37 dead. Voters in the Kremlin-backed regions of eastern Ukraine cast ballots for local government leaders in what Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko called a fake election. Security was extremely tight in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions, with heavily armed guards patrolling the area. The United States and European Union have both denounced the election as illegal and a deterrent to a negotiated settlement. A frank dialogue between Chinese and U.S. defense chiefs is taking the two countries into a temporary calming period after a series of rival military moves in the contested South China Sea. Atlantic Council senior fellow Robert Manning tells VOA this was an attempt to put a floor under the very volatile relationship between Washington and Beijing.
It probably succeeded in doing that. I think there were some points where we move things forward, particularly on how to manage risk in air and sea situations where the U.S. and Chinese forces are in close proximity, in South China Sea being one of them.
The U.S. has asked China to stop militarizing the South China Sea, while the Chinese told the U.S. to quit sending naval ships to islands that belong to China in that sea. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey speaking at a town hall for students in New Delhi. The Twitter co-founder often speaks to students. He'll be speaking this time at the Indian Institute of Technology, part of an official visit to the country. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.